This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Vietnam deployed hundreds of soldiers and heavy machinery Thursday to search for survivors after landslides were triggered by torrential rains from Typhoon Malawi, one of the strongest typhoons to hit the region in decades. The landslides, which struck remote areas in the central province of Quang Nam late Wednesday, left at least 19 people dead, 48 missing, as rescue efforts were hampered by poor weather and the tail end of the storm. Typhoon Malawi has damaged more than 56,000 homes in Vietnam and left millions without electricity. With heavy rains expected to hit the central region until Saturday, more than a million people have been impacted for weeks by the storms, which have caused heavy rains and some of the worst flooding in years in central Vietnam, pushing relief agencies to their limits. The FBI and two federal agencies warn that U.S. hospitals are under a sustained ransomware attack. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Cybersecurity experts both in the government and private companies say a number of hospitals have been hit this month and hundreds more are threatened in the attacks, which ransomware is installed by Russian-speaking suspects on the hospital computer systems, which can only be unlocked with software keys provided by the thieves once the ransom is paid. Microsoft and others have been countering the takeover efforts. Last month, an attack hobbled all 250 facilities in the Universal Health Systems chain across the country, leading to chaotic conditions directly affecting patient care. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And again, the FBI and two federal agencies warning that U.S. hospitals are under a sustained ransomware attack. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News.